This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7.05 on morning. This part of the show is sponsored by your Bay Area Mazda dealer, Jim Gaffigan. Has his tour coming to town. It's coming to Shoreline Amphitheater Sunday, September 17th, the Noble Ape Tour. And you can be our guest at the show if you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 wins a pair of reserve seats to see Jim Gaffigan. The tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Call now. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
Hey, one other thing, everyone. Instagram has allowed people who have over 10,000 followers to do something pretty cool, and so I just took advantage of it. As you all may know, on September 9th, Bryn and I are going to be running over 1,000 stairs to raise money for firefighters, police officers, and first responders, paramedics that are all suffering from post-traumatic stress. If you go to the Alice973 Instagram right now and click on the story, I made a story of Bryn and I with all the banners and everything, and there's a link in that story. All you have to do is click on the link, and it takes you right to the page where you can donate. Right
now, even just a couple bucks helps. You guys are in the lead, aren't you?
Well, we're in second place. Oh, we're $700 away from passing up the actual firefighters. And that would be nice. So if
I
you
feel
want,
bad passing them up.
Well, no, that'll make them work harder, and then they can get more
pass
money on
us
their
up,
end, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a really easy, if you don't want to go to the Radio Alice website or anything, just open up your Alice973 Instagram, click on the story, and there's a link in the right-hand corner. Just click on the link. It takes you right to the page.
Nice
competition.
Job.
Did you
it's
like the picture?
It's how we do charity, right?
Did you like the picture? Did you look at
I'm
it?
I'm hopping on right now. Amazing work you do. Thank you.
You do amazing work. And for the record, these guys are going to run 1,200 stairs.
Yeah, 1,200.
In full firefighter gear.
Well, they told us we don't have to.
Light firefighter
light
gear.
Fire. Like shorts and
you know, it's not like you're just giving them money. They're actually going to earn your money.
Yeah.
So even a buck helps.
No picture. Nice. It's not there.
It's the story.
It's the story. Alice973 story.
I don't know how you do it, Hooman.
You're amazing.
It's incredible.
See the link? You click on that link on the bottom.
So you're saying if you have over 10,000 things, you can put a
link on your story.
On your story.
Yeah.
Got it.
Or if you're verified.
Super cool.
Or if you're verified, he says.
Hooman's verified.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know how to get
you
verified.
Don't know how that happened?
No, I don't. I mean, I have some, like, very distant friends that work at Instagram, but I never asked anybody.
It just happened? You just had a blue check mark on your Instagram
once,
by accident?
But, well, no, out of the blue, you know.
Well, tell them to verify us, too.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Why would he do that? He's the sole person on the show that's verified.
All right, anyway, if you could donate to our fundraiser, that would be great.
So Tom Petty was supposed to play last night at in Berkeley. And
he didn't?
No, he has laryngitis.
You know what's weird? Where did I see it? That dude still smokes.
Mm. Does he really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Maybe he struggles with it, and he's on and off, whatever. But I saw him with a cigarette and just went, oh, man. Dude, you're Tom Petty. Like, I mean, I guess he's about to tap out and call it a career, but you'd think he'd want to protect that voice of his.
Yeah. Well, they're saying this may be his last tour.
All right. Well.
Well, they're saying, I guess a lot of people who had tickets for last night's show found out through his Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The tweet actually says, unfortunately, due to Tom's laryngitis, tonight's at Greek Berkeley show has been postponed till Monday. All tickets for tonight will be honored. So if you had tickets for last night's show, Monday is when the show is going
to
be now.
I'd love to see him.
He's great. I've seen him a few times.
We just saw him at Bottle Rock. And he's, you know, it's...
It's Tom
you
Petty.
You know every song.
Right.
You love it. He's just easy, and it was He's great. Michael Franti. He is urging protesters to remain peaceful. He put a video message out. He's going to perform this Saturday at a counter protest. So this is, I think Hooman knows about this too. Is it a white nationalist rally on Chrissy Field KKK rally?
It's top of the news for all the stations, all the media. It's going to be a big deal.
So there are counter protests being planned, and Michael Franti is playing specifically at one of them.
Me and him were texting yesterday. Me and Michael
Franti.
Is
he in town or no?
I think he's in town, but I told him if he wants to call in on Friday to talk about this, we can do that for a minute.
Yeah.
Did you guys see... go counter protest or do whatever it is you feel you got to do. But did you see? So I told you the story in the Bay Area section of the Chronicle. I wish I could think of the dude's name. He's not in there today, but he was talking about how if no one shows up at these rallies, these dudes are just standing around taking selfies of themselves.
Right.
And he actually cited the Berkeley protest where they showed up for Ann Coulter.
Mm-hmm.
And no one was there, and they were alone, and they were taking pictures of each other's helmets. Like, they're alone.
Right.
And they didn't make the news.
So if we just don't pay attention
to them. Well, so then, what is her name? Tina Fey did a story. I don't know if it was a video straight to YouTube or what, but she was talking about eating sheet cake instead of going out to these protests. Did you see that video?
I saw the sheet cake story.
Oh, was that from when they did Saturday Night Live?
It was. It's the summer edition that they're doing right now.
So and I think there's one tonight, too.
Right. Sheet caking was her way of
counter-protesting.
Yeah, go eat cake and don't go out to these events and make these people make the news. Mm. And I don't know if you can find it or if you want to play it, or maybe you do want everyone to go out there and fight. I'm not sure, but
I don't want anyone to get hurt.
It was definitely interesting to see there are more than one person believe that you shouldn't feed this by fighting it.
Right. So
physically, I mean,
Michael Franti looks like we might talk to him tomorrow. But basically, he's saying, "Look, if you know, I'm going to perform this Saturday. Let's try to keep
on
this
the other
peaceful.
Side of town.
On the other right, not near there.
Like, not near there.
Leave those people alone to take their lonely selfies," as Vinny said. Lady Gaga has got something exciting coming up. It's a documentary called 5'2". I didn't realize she was only 5'2".
Maybe, I knew she was small, but I figured,
she always
like,
wears those foot tall. You know. Shoes on those boots with the front that's all curved.
Well, she's fallen a few times too.
Yeah, she doesn't look super comfortable walking. She usually has like wingmen.
Yeah,
literally holding onto her wings. 31-year-old Lady Gaga announced on Instagram and Twitter yesterday, "I'm known for being larger than life, but really I'm just #Gaga 5'2". So. In one of the teasers, it features audio of Lady Gaga confirming the documentary. "I've seen a few short clips of the documentary, but I've decided not to watch it all the way through, or most of it for that matter, because I can't be objective about myself. You'll see it before I do." In another teaser, it shows her crying to her friend Brandon about feeling lonely. "I'm alone every night, and all these people will leave, right? They will leave, and then I'll be alone. I go from everyone touching me all day and talking at me all day to total silence." That's sadness for her, I guess.
That's all.
I don't have a date set for the documentary, but I'm sure that she'll be revealing more and more details. And she posted this sort of disturbing picture where she's got three eyes and flowers pouring out of her face. I don't know. Is that like a Snapchat filter or something?
Oh, it's September 22nd.
Oh, okay. That's when and where is it going to air, this
Netflix
documentary? Oh, go. Mm-hmm. That'll be good. Speaking of people releasing things, Taylor Swift just released all over us.
Oh, good. What's going on there?
Okay, here are the details on her forthcoming album and new music. Thank you, Vinny. That was for you. So the cover photo, did you already see this? I don't have the picture in front of me, Vinny.
I did.
Okay, so the cover photo is, it's her. She's got her hair kind of slicked back, kind of a raggy sweater on, and it looks like a bunch of news stories on the side, but really all they just say is Taylor Swift, and it's this is her overhauled new image, apparently. People are calling it sophisticated punk.
Oh, God.
I know. The album is called Reputation. It'll be out November 10th. The cover image is the black and white, and Reputation is written in an oldie English style font. They say like a hardcore punk album from back in the day.
They also say there were comparisons last night about very specifically a couple designers who've used that font in some things they've done. Yeah, I saw it last night. They're saying she stole it. She stole this from one of them is Galliano, and another one of them was they actually show a dress that Carrie Bradshaw is wearing from Sex and the City with newsprint on it that apparently was super well known. It was a $1,200 dress that Carrie Bradshaw wore that like everyone who's seen those shows knows. Do you know it?
I don't know it.
Let me look it up.
If you see it,
know about it.
It actually is a really neat dress. But I don't think she stole it. It's newsprint. Who cares? I mean,
right. So Carrie Bradshaw.
What are you gonna be mad at? Kidnappers? They're the ones who put those little black letters.
How dare they steal from newspapers to make their ransom notes? Yeah, I mean, and plus, I guarantee you, Taylor had nothing to do with coming up with this. You know, I'm sure she has a team of designers who are like, here are 10 options for cover art. Which one do you like? Oh my God, that one. That's great. I look like a sophisticated punk in that one. So there's let's see here. They say, of course, they're reading into everything, that she's going to be tackling some celebrity gossip issues. They're saying because of the snake that she posted this week, that it's possible she's zeroing in on the fallout from her feud with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, because some people think the Reputation font is a reference to the one Kanye used in connection with his last album. She also confirmed the first single will be out tonight.
Yeah.
Which means that we'll hear it. You'll hear it tonight and we'll hear it tomorrow morning. I'm sure I'll be asleep before that one comes out.
I wonder what time the release is at, because I bet if Jane is still here, she'll play that.
Yeah. You know, I bet it's at midnight, but it could be earlier, I suppose. Like, if she wants to have people hear it on their drive home from work today, I don't know.
We'll keep an eye out.
This album will be her sixth studio effort and the first since the 2014 release of 1989, which I think happened exactly 3 years ago today.
I saw that in the story last night and went, 3 years? She hasn't been gone 3 years. So she toured and did all that. She's been gone a year
if
at the most.
Right. Let's see. And they say the last time she released an album, I guess that round was all these mysterious Polaroid photographs, and then she released 1989, which sort of had like a Polaroid-y retro feel for the art. She scrubbed her feeds Friday of everything from profile pictures to accounts that she follows. It was 3 years to the day when she dropped the song Shake It Off and announced 1989, and just a few days after her courtroom assault trial victory against former radio DJ in Denver. They got to throw that in here. Word of a new album lifted her to a top trending topic around the world on Wednesday on Twitter. And then everyone goes on to speculate about the MTV Video Music Awards, the VMAs, which are Sunday night. Katy Perry is hosting. And I guess they're saying, insiders, they say, are buzzing that the VMAs could rely on Swift and Katy Perry to quash their longtime beef and boost their ratings. Some sources saying, there's buzz. They may even perform together. It's been talked about. Yeah, everyone's talking about it, but that doesn't make it real. But it's all under wraps. It's a nice publicity drive for MTV and for Taylor's new album. I would assume they would bury their beef there. They're smart enough to know when it's time to make do for the money.
The best thing they could do is perform and not talk.
Right.
Because the phoniness coming off of the two of them as they try to show us all they're all good would be too much to take.
Katy Perry told SiriusXM, listen, I'd love for the beef to end. But yesterday at a press junket, an MTV producer said that's not happening of the two of them performing together. So this guy, Garrett English, he's the producer behind this year's VMAs. And he says, he was asked if there's any truth to the rumors that they would be performing a duet at the show. He says, not so far. No, that's not happening as far as I know. I've certainly seen all the rumors flying around, but that's not happening. He's saying that they're lucky to have Katy as the host. She has a great heritage with the show. She's been lovely. We're having a fantastic week. And even as far as Taylor Swift performing solo at the award show, he says, there's nothing happening right now. But wouldn't that be great? But no.
Is that your programmer voice?
Yes. Listen, I'm going to tell you how it is. That'd be great, but no.
Okay.
So apparently that's, you know, you'd think he could tease it a little more than that just to get people to tune into the VMAs. I mean, they are up against Game of Thrones after all.
Well, the backlash from the Michael Phelps controversy probably
still stinging.
Yeah, it's making him nervous. Hey, he didn't swim against a shark.
Right. So everyone's all abuzz about Taylor Swift and getting less notice, but still, you know, she's a good singer. Demi Lovato just announced that she has new music on the way. The Care Factor was way less.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. It's a tiny little piece on Just Jared, as opposed to every source that we look at with the Taylor Swift stuff. 25-year-old Demi Lovato is going to be releasing her upcoming album, Tell Me You Love Me, on September 29th. The pre-order goes live tonight at midnight. So if you want to get in on that first, she released a preview video of one of the title song of the title song from the album. So this is "Tell Me You Love Me," a little bit of it from Demi Lovato.
Tiny bit.
You guys love her?
I like some of her songs.
I'm excited to see her sing the Star Spangled Banner before the big fight.
That's my next story.
Is it?
Well, I'm going to talk about the fight, basically. But yeah, Demi Lovato has been tapped to play to sing the national anthem for the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight.
It's out there now that
this is Demi from 2015.
Yeah, let's hear
the end of it.
I know, but still.
Yeah, that's a crowd, man. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, you know, she is a really good singer. It's undeniable. But I just don't love her voice.
Why not?
I don't know what it is about it. I find it a little bit
sharp.
No, she's a great singer.
No, not out of tune. I mean, like, it's
like a little yelly. Like, she, you know.
Yeah, that wasn't pretty.
Yeah, like, I feel like, I don't know. I like a little growl, and she gets a little in those top notes, but I'd rather hear Pink sing it any day.
Well,
anyway,
for sure.
Sure. There you go. Demi Lovato, she's got a new record coming out, and we'll be watching her on Saturday night as she performs the national anthem.
So many people are saying Mayweather's going to, not only is he going to win, but the effort on his part to just carry a couple rounds without killing the guy is now going to be the watch. Like, can he just at least make it something watchable?
And not a 10-second, it's over.
And it's not that he's a knockout guy. It's just that he's truly a boxer. Yeah. And, you know, if he were to go and do UFC against this kid, he'd get killed.
Yeah.
For sure. No
but
question.
But this is his sport.
Right. It's his sport. It's his art. It's what he's best at. And he's going to try to carry the thing so that you have something to watch for a few minutes.
Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, they say that as they have led up to the fight here and they're doing all this press for it, there was a final news conference. This must have happened yesterday.
Yeah.
They're calling it the final one here. And so they were trying to keep it businesslike, but there were insults flying. Conor said he called Floyd Mayweather a bitch and vowed to F this boy up come Saturday night. Everyone's saying that was a pretty racially charged term. For his part, Floyd said that Conor was a tremendous fighter, but reminded him of the long list of boxing greats that he's defeated on the path to 49-0. And then they say during the pose off, because they were getting in each other's faces, that Floyd got a face full of Conor's breath. Mm. Hope his breath was at least minty fresh, says TMZ. See, I guess he was huffing into his face. Floyd Mayweather's father is all pissed off at Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber has distanced himself.
What did you just say?
Let me say it again. Floyd Mayweather's father is all pissed off at Justin Bieber.
All right.
Justin, I don't know, was it a week ago we heard that he unfollowed Floyd Mayweather? And this is apparently Justin's found God. Like, that's what this comes down to, that he's found God and he's under the influence of some preacher who's saying, and the guy's not wrong. Like, Justin was definitely running with people who were not helping his public image or his problems with lean. I don't know. He's cleaning up his act. So Floyd Mayweather Sr. Oh, I haven't heard this for a while. I like this one. Together through the storm. Floyd Mayweather Sr. says of the beef with Justin Bieber that the pop star unfairly kicked Floyd to the curb just because he found God. Floyd Mayweather himself is furious with his former friend, who's been distancing himself after some counseling from his church. Floyd Sr. says he doesn't really know if the two will ever be able to bury the hatchet, but he said Justin needs to be true to himself. Just because he's a godly man now doesn't mean that Floyd Mayweather has to change. Floyd's still the same guy who had your back in the past. Shouldn't push him away now. But will he get an invite to the after party? Floyd Sr. says he might. It's a maybe. By the way, if you know someone in Hollywood, I'm super late. If you know someone in Hollywood, you may have a chance to get tickets. Apparently, a lot of the talent agencies, they bought out huge blocks, like $2 million
to give to their clients.
Oh. They're buying like 250 seats. So it'll all be a who's who of what's what.
It's all such nonsense.
I know.
Friendship. It's a show. What the hell? I mean, what is that?
Yeah. Yes, it is. All right, what's going on, Ben?
Well, I have a lot of stories, including a new app that will make you want to attend a restaurant.
Oh.
It's weird. It's a weird story.
Okay.
Also, actually, I got a couple food stories after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by UPSjobs.com.
Today's weather, a mix of clouds and sun, depending on where you're at. A high of 66 in San Francisco, 80 in San Jose, and Brentwood, way out there, we'll see 92.
UPS Freight is seeking city drivers in San Leandro. City drivers receive $24 an hour and must have a CDL A. California driver's license A rated. Is that what it is? Class A?
Yeah.
Apply at UPSjobs.com. I'm sure anybody who's qualified for this job knows what that is. Apply at UPSjobs.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can go to connect with Jane. She's our afternoon chick. She's the best.
Yeah.
You'll love her.
Jane.
She's got a great show. She picks all the good music.
Yeah.
She knows all the celebrities. She's got the inside scoop on everything. Enjoy Jane.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
On air and through RadioAlice.com. Don't forget, this weekend is when college football begins. Also, the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I'm not going to get to see that. I won't order it.
Come on up.
Yeah, come
what
to
are you
Mill
doing
Valley.
On Saturday? Come on up.
I'm sure.
Drive?
No, I really, when I get
I
to
have
the,
a guest room.
I
you
know,
can spend the, you and your
very nice
wife
of you.
Can have Maka come and
Maka?
Whatever, your Maria.
Well, no, her name's Maka to my daughter.
To
but
the girl.
You want all of us to show up?
No, I want her to babysit.
Oh,
your kid.
Oh, sorry, Maka, you can't come.
Yeah, no, you're busy babysitting. And you guys come up.
Oh, Maria was probably
you
like.
Reach out to.
I would love to go to Sarah's house.
Well, she's invited.
Let
if
me
you can
see
find
what's
another
doing.
Sitter.
She hasn't emailed me the last four times I've emailed her.
Well, she's very busy.
Just email her and say
she's busy, don't.
You know. Just tell
well,
her,
I,
make sure
she knows.
I think
I mentioned it earlier today. There's a lot going on at my house.
Yeah.
In fact, I just
Your
got the
current house.
The text from her. She couldn't sleep last night again.
Well, why?
Because she's so excited about the new house.
Well, there's a lot. A lot to be nervous about.
Yeah.
Anyway. Did I say here's what's happening? Because here's what's happening.
All right.
So I've been meaning to do this story. You're a fan of restaurants, Sarah. You love to eat out. It's a thing. Finding a new restaurant can be one of the cool experiences, especially here in San Francisco or the Bay Area, where some new hot spot. Yep. You get the word from a friend, hey, you need to check out.
And you go there and you're like, oh my God, this is delicious.
Right.
I crafted the most amazing bite.
I've definitely eaten, not as much now, but a few years back before the kid, we'd come up to the city and find a restaurant on a street corner that had some word of mouth and you eat there and you just go, wow, that was incredible. And it's a tiny little spot.
What a great meal.
So you used to be able to count on these new locations sort of getting buzz because they'd have a line.
Yeah.
There'd actually be people standing outside a restaurant. Actually, one of the ice cream shops that's big in the Mission, can't think of the name
Mitchell's?
Of it. That has a line around
it's
the
been there forever.
But you get these like lines and you go, oh, the people know. Mm-hmm. They know what's up.
And they're
up.
Willing to wait in that line to get what those people got.
Yep. So now I'm just here to tell you, you can't trust it.
No. What do you mean?
I mean, there's a new app called Circus.
Yeah.
It's actually out there for these restaurants and these shops to hire people to come and wait in line outside their place. Their establishment in order to create the buzz that used to be how you'd know something was cool or happening.
Oh.
They actually are casting a crowd.
So what do these people get paid?
Well, I don't know the exact amount of money, but that's another thing on the app that I guess.
It depends. It can be like $25 to $100, maybe a little bit more.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That's like a total, like when you're not doing your one side business with the Uber, you could stop there and get in the line for a while.
Spell how it is.
S-U-R-K-U-S, Circus.
Oh. S-U-R-K-U-S.
K-U-S, Circus. So that was a long way of telling you. Here's the headline. See the hipsters lined up outside that new restaurant? This app is paying them to stand there.
Do you have to be a hipster to do this? Or
well, they're casting
the
crowd.
They
cast it.
So a restaurant basically pays for the service, and then this circus place casts a crowd.
Right.
Like, oh, it's a hip pizza joint.
So Ma and Pa McGillicuddy are not hired.
Right.
Sorry.
It's got to be a cool line.
Dad with your jorts.
Jorts.
What are jorts?
Jean shorts. Oh. Sorry. You can't come.
And do they have to look eagerly over each other's shoulders and be jockeying?
They have
I
to
guess
look
so.
Like they're having a great time.
Right.
So I went and to the app and signed
Circus.
Up for it. Yeah. And so...
Because you would go wait in line or you just want more info?
I was just trying to get more info when I got that story for you.
But let me ask a question. Let's say I see this line and I think, wow, that is a good looking line. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go join that line and find out what's happening at this restaurant. Does this line not move or do they just go, oh, we're just getting paid to wait here. Go ahead of us. Do they actually have to cycle through and get stuff?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because if I found out it was a bogus line, then I would be like.
There is a casting agent, though, that is handpicking the crowds that wait outside a restaurant. I imagine they have to cycle people through in one way or another because it would look fishy if you always see the same, you know, handlebar mustache outside in line.
And
this guy again?
Is the guy just going in, getting to the front counter, going, oh, no, I'm just here with Circus, and then going back out and getting back in the line? Like, that to me could be problematic.
I'm guessing for the small fee, you're not waiting too long.
Right.
I mean, if someone's paying you $25, you got 1 hour. That's all you're getting of mine, if that. I mean, you wouldn't get any of my time, but...
So the next one is a party at some Hollywood spot, 10 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. So you wait in line
at this, at like outside a club.
Right.
But then how do legitimate people actually get in?
I don't know.
That's what I'm not understanding. Because it's one thing to have a line. It's another thing for people to have to wait in the fake line who think it's a real line. And now this line's not moving. And you guys are all getting paid to stay in it? What's
happening?
Well,
I don't think that they're allowed to tell you. If you show up and say, what's happening here tonight? I would imagine if they're told, listen, don't tell them we paid you to come here. Tell them this place is the best in town.
Right.
You're going to love it.
And you could sign up for, you click off my preferences, your event type. Could be a bar and lounge, brands, comedy, day party. They want to know if you model, nightclub, your digital information, how many followers you have.
Mm. Oh, because hip-hop, they want you to post on social
EDM,
media, too.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting.
It's a whole thing.
I do find it confusing how people who want to go there and legitimately patronize the place because they've seen the line, how they get past the line.
I don't know about that. I mean, to me, I don't want to wait in line for food.
No.
Yeah. And that's not enough money for me.
But people, maybe I do like, I'm telling you, when you go to a restaurant and they have something new to offer, a neat experience, I'm not even that guy, and I do like it. I've been to some places where I thought that was really cool. Worth it.
Yeah.
Neat.
I wonder if you have the line out for a couple days, and then when the line's not there, if people are like, oh my God, there's no line, let's go in there.
Right, something like that. They call it crowd casting. It's just a, I'm sure they have this marketing all figured out. You know?
Man, there are all these alternative ways to like make money. Like, what a weird thing that is.
Well, we're changing.
We are.
You know, you have to get into people's phones in order to, for them to know that you exist.
Right.
And you have to, you know, be cool. Or for a certain number of people, you have to be cool in order to get attention.
Be cooler, be cast out.
How about a fast fact? Oh, that's Rush. Come on.
Come on,
that's
Rush.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Vinny.
I wasn't a big Rush.
Jesus. What, of course you weren't. Too busy with Mariah Carey.
And Whitesnake.
Oh, God.
And
I like them, too.
Def Leppard.
Yeah. Oh. He loves Def Leppard. He always mentions Def Leppard.
He loves the wrong years of Def Leppard, though. They had a couple early years where they were
some
actually
sugar on me.
No, that's not it.
That's a good record, though. I like that
get
record,
get out of
too.
Here.
I like it.
High and Dry.
High and
is that
the
album?
One.
That's the only one.
You know... Oh,
and you know why I know that?
Cast
oh,
out.
God, I love this.
Subdivisions. Subdivisions.
Be cast out. I love it.
Yeah,
all right, let's cleanse the palate with Whitesnake.
No, let's not. How about a fast fact?
All right. Bryn's over there like a mad scientist just trying to hit the right buttons.
A stunt woman fell 30 feet during the hoverboard chase scene in Back to the Future Part 2.
Oh.
She broke bones in her face, arm, and hand.
Oh, Lord.
And that take made the movie. Totally worth it. I bet to this day, she's like, yeah, that scene, that's me.
Does she continue on as a stunt woman?
Well, they don't put... It's a fast fact, Sarah.
Well, I want to know the fate.
The Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack was the first soundtrack ever to make it to number one on the Billboard chart that was entirely made up of songs that had been released before.
Oh.
That's not the one.
You're fine.
The
You're
first
fine,
one.
Girl.
Wife, you would be
such a fine girl.
Here we go.
Brandy. Guys are so easy. Such a dumb thing.
I love that one.
That's not the one, though.
Yeah, but it's still.
It's the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
It reminds us of it, though. So we're into it. Brandy.
Brandy. Save that.
There you go. Yeah, from the first one. There you go. Yeah, this is a terrible song.
I love this song.
You do not.
I do.
If you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the cape, and you're the love that you looked for, come to me and escape.
Blech.
I know it's gross. I don't like that song. I know every word, but back to you, Vinny. Is this another fast fact?
In Europe. God, that's the longest fade down ever. Get rid of that. In Europe, Cool Ranch Doritos are called Cool American Doritos.
Oh. Huh. American. Like that ranch is, man, ranch is a thing here.
Oh, God.
People do love their ranch.
People just. It was you, wasn't it? You're talking about The Biggest Loser. And the one thing that all the people
have in common is
yeah.
they put
they
ranch on
ranch.
Everything. Every one of them on that Biggest Loser
vodka.
Show would have that as being like some weakness of theirs right. or that they've got, even when they're on a diet, their carrots are, you know, drowned in ranch.
Yeah.
Well, that's no way to diet.
Yeah. How many calories in a tablespoon of ranch dressing? Because people are working
that
down.
I don't even eat ranch.
Down.
Yeah,
I don't like it either.
I don't. It's not. I'm not interested in like milky dressing.
Yeah.
I don't mind it if I'm vinegar. Eating like a hot wing.
Oh,
oh
yeah, I like
yeah,
a hot
okay.
wing.
Oh, sure.
That's about it though.
Oh. Yeah.
Although I really don't like pulling meat off of
bones. Man. Wings. Don't get me started on
yummy.
Wings.
Really,
God.
You love them so
push
much.
Push your fingers yeah. through the little bones and get the.
Who has the best wings?
I always like Hooters wings.
Wait,
I hate
what did
to
you
say
just
it.
Say? Push your fingers.
Yeah, you know,
the
in the wing part, not the drummy part, but the wing part. There's two bones that go across. So you eat all the outside bits, and then you push your finger through and get the.
God forbid you leave
nugget
a little,
of
meat.
No,
good. Get every single.
I paid for these wings. I'm eating every morsel.
Absolutely.
So good.
I don't think there's a Hooters in San Francisco anymore.
I know. It's
so stupid to like. Over here?
Yeah, they did. It's stupid to like Hooters wings. But they always had the fattest ones. I don't know where they got these fat chickens from.
Is there a Hooters in Marin?
Not that I know of.
There's one in San Bruno, everyone.
Yep. Right next to me.
Oh, bring some wings in one of these days.
Bring some wings in. It's going to be cold.
That's all right.
Okay.
On Saturday, when you come to my house all for the fight, just pre-order like hundreds of wings.
Are people talk about the... Wing Stop? Do you know that place?
Yeah, right next to my house, too.
Oh, is that the place you're talking
about? On El
Camino. Oh. Is it good?
Yeah, I had that recently, too.
They have, like, all different kinds of flavors.
Oh, yeah. And for, like, big games, it's really hard to get them.
Oh, they sell out?
You have to call in 45
minutes
in advance.
You better order today, friend.
Yeah, you better order today because the fight's
going to be... A couple hours in advance.
Damn, maybe I'll find a wings place, get some wings. I was just going to do pizza, but...
Seem hungry.
What kind of pizza? Let's get some gourmet pizza.
I'll get whatever kind
gourmet
you want,
pizza,
human. You tell
please.
Me what you'd like on
it's
your
a
pizza.
Suggestion.
Vinny, what kind of pizza would you like on Saturday night?
May I?
You don't want to contribute to the food? We're having a food orgy. It's your fault. You brought up food.
Report.
Report.
Let me just do a couple texts and we'll hop out. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We were talking about winning the lottery earlier.
Yeah.
Straight into the safe that's bolted to the floor of my closet until I can get it to the bank.
Well, you better hope your house doesn't burn down.
Yeah, but you're not listening. The point is you shut that door and immediately you're like, did I put it in there?
Did the wind from shutting the door trap it in the corner of the... Oh, God!
43, 19, 27,
18... What if I'm not going to remember when?
Oh, there it is. Oh, God, it's still there. All right.
Remember that TV show about the lottery when we were all kids?
No.
And
they'd always, like, the two guys would go and say, your dad bought a ticket. Where is it? If you find it, you get it, like, $10 million. And the dad would always, like, somebody would always hide it in some weird
How
spot.
How old are you?
I don't remember.
You don't remember that at all.
42.
You're so old.
I know. Was it a series?
Yeah.
And they would just continually hide the lottery ticket?
I know the textures hate my guts, but come on, somebody support me on this one. TV show about the lottery. Let me see.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
It was old.
Take a picture of it on your phone. Yeah, that's not going to work. How are you going to turn that into
though, I'd be taking pictures of it on everybody's phone. I'd, you know, time, date, stamp it, put it next to the day's paper, you know, anything. I'd just spend so much time with that ticket. I'd wear it out.
That's it.
I have heard... That if there's a dispute about that they would have a time signature as to when exactly the winning ticket was bought, and that there was probably video surveillance, like they can actually piece it together. Like if something happened to your ticket or damaged or something, that they, especially for a high price one like that, that they can actually reconstruct and decide whether or not you actually got that.
Or
that
they would just go, "Do you have your ticket? No? Have a good one."
Yeah,
all that money at stake, what is their interest in making sure you get it?
Well, they might get sued over it. Like if you said I can't produce the ticket, but I can prove that I was the one who bought it, and then get lawyers involved and
prove it.
Yeah, I just did with the video and the whole thing.
All right.
The show was called Lottery. It was only on for one season, from 83 to 84.
Yeah,
17
I wasn't
episodes.
Watching. I guess I wasn't watching a lot of TV then. You loved it though, huh?
Well, it has to do with what you guys are talking about, you know, hiding this thing in the safe.
510 remembers.
Oh.
Thank you.
510.
We're going to take a quick break when we come back. I got some info on MoviePass.
Ooh.
And an ESPN host who was just arrested.
Oh.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.